Welcome back to the Undefeated. I'm once again your host, Anthony, and I'm by myself today, actually. No Braden, Caleb, or Dylan, as we are heading to Christmas break, so it's just going to be me, myself, and I today. Never done this before, so I'm interested to see how this goes. I'll leave you guys some questions, and I'll put in the question segment. You guys can answer them if you want. So we're going to get right into it. And some college football. Bryce Young won the Heisman Trophy on Saturday night. He actually became the first Alabama quarterback to win it. I think it was deserved. I think he's better than the rest. C.J. Stroud came fourth, and Kenny Pickett third, and Aiden Hutchinson second. I think Aiden Hutchinson was only really contender for Bryce Young, but I think it's a QB award, and Bryce Young was the best quarterback in the country this year. So I do think he kind of deserved that over Stroud, Pickett, and Hutchinson. And I think they're going to end up winning the national championship, but I hope they don't. I want Cincinnati to win it. But I think Alabama's going to win it, not hope. Keeping it quarterback, though, five-star QB Quinn Ewers transferred from Ohio State to Texas. He originally committed to Texas before flipping to the Buckeyes. He now has 4 years of eligibility. I think he's going to run the Big 12 over the next couple of years. Texas is going to run it. I think they can easily win a national championship in the next couple of years just because of how talented Quinn is. Watched him a couple times, obviously, as he went to Southlake. We played him a couple times. I think he's a great player, insanely talented. Like I said, I think Texas is going to run that division, that conference, until they move to the SEC, and then we'll see what happens. I think it's 2 years until they move to the SEC. I'm not quite sure. Keeping the Big 12, though, Spencer Rattler committed to South Carolina after transferring from Oklahoma with Caleb Williams' emergence. I think this is a great move for Rattler. He also got his tight end. I don't remember his name. I think it's Stricker. Austin Stricker, if I'm correct. But I think it's a great move for South Carolina and Spencer Rattler. He's going to be the starter in a weak offense. I think he'll kind of elevate them, maybe put them top 25. I think he'll be better than what he was at Oklahoma. I still think Spencer Rattler is a great player. I just think he had a very down, rough season. There's not much you can say. I think is his last year of eligibility until the draft. I think he's going to be great, and he won't be the number one pick next year. I believe that's going to be Bryce Young, but Rattler can challenge it. As now I'm going to move on to the NFL. Week 14, I believe. Yes, week 14 happened. A lot of interesting stuff. We talked about the Vikings-Steelers game last Friday. But getting into it, the Chiefs and the Raiders played what I thought should have been a good game, and then the Chiefs ran away with it. The Raiders had a team talk on the logo. Don't ever do that, by the way. I don't care if you're playing the Jags. They're going to try and make you pay for it. You don't want to disrespect someone else's team. And then, coincidentally, on the first play of the game, Josh Jacobs fumbled, and the Chiefs recovered it and ran for a touchdown. Won 48-9. They're on a six-game win streak. I believe they'll win the AFC. I do. I think they're the best team in the AFC. Don't. And I know you guys, the Patriots are on a roll, but I think the Chiefs are better. That's one of the questions I'm actually going to start you guys with. Who do you guys think is the better team, the Chiefs or the Patriots? I believe it's the Chiefs. I want to know what you guys know. Leave it in the comment section if you guys have an answer. The Raiders, now 6-7, and they look to be done with the playoffs. They have to play an injury or a COVID-riddled Browns team this week. I still think they're going to lose. I don't trust that defense or that offense to put points up. And we've seen a Case Keenum-led team win already this year due to COVID. The Raiders just do what they do every season. Start off hot and then collapse mid-season. It started with John Gruden, and it's continuing to go now after the situation with Henry Ruggs and Damon Arnett. And don't get me wrong, I think Derek Carr is a good QB, but not good enough to win the AFC West. He's not the worst quarterback in that division, though. I'll get down to that later on. As we're going to move on now to the Panthers and the Falcons, Cam Newton got benched again. The Falcons now 6-7 somehow, and kind of still in the playoff hunt. I think they're a sneaky good team. Okay, no, they're not good, but I think they could easily sneak in because of how inconsistent, you know, teams like Washington, Philly, New Orleans are in. I think they could easily, if they keep playing this way, then I think they could, but I don't think they will. And Cam Newton's not the answer. They need to draft Matt Corral or Desmond Ridder or Kenny Pickett, someone like that. They need a quarterback. Panthers are bad. Moving on to the AFC North divisional matchup, the Cleveland Browns upset the Baltimore Ravens 24-22. Lamar Jackson, though, prayers up to him. We hope he's okay. He got carted off in the first quarter. Cleveland took an early 24-0 lead. Baltimore, though, made it a two-point game. Ended up losing it. They're 8-5, and they have a very tough schedule, and it all depends on if Lamar Jackson is going to play. I don't know. I think the Browns will not make the playoffs, though. I think that don't regard the fact that they're 7-6. They're in a COVID struggle right now, and I don't think Baker Mayfield is good enough to get them there. But a quarterback I do think is good enough to get them somewhere is the Tennessee Titans bounce back from two straight losses. Shout out the Jacksonville Jaguars, 20-0. They looked good. Trevor Lawrence threw four interceptions. Tennessee down 4, staying comfortably in the AFC South, knowing that the Colts are on a bit of a run. I don't think anything is going to change, but we could see. Seattle kept their playoff chances alive, very, 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 very slim. They beat the Houston Texans 33-13. Both these teams are finished. Russell Wilson is done in Seattle, I believe. I don't think he'll be there next year. But you never know. We've seen crazier things happen. Keeping it NFC, though, the Dallas Cowboys escaped Washington 27-20. They went up 24-0, though. They're 9-4. The defense, though, won the game. Micah Parsons, I mean, he is insanely talented. I don't know what to say. What more to say about him? Runaway defensive rookie of the year. And while I think there are certain guys who could challenge him, it's going to be Parsons. He's just insane. He is insane. I don't know what else to say. This kid has everything you need. I don't think he'll be in the DPOY conversation. He won't win it. I think Myles Garrett and T.J. Watt are better than him. But the Cowboys now 9-4. I think they're going to win the NFC East. I thought Washington maybe, but Taylor Heineke's too inconsistent. Although it did get a very, very bit nervous towards the end of it. That kind of wraps up our 12 o'clock games. We're moving to the late games. The 49ers won a clutch game over the Cincinnati Bengals 26-23 after overtime. Brandon Ayuk won the game on a touchdown pass from Jimmy Garoppolo. The Niners were up 20-6 in the fourth quarter, but that elite connection that is Joe Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase rounded up two touchdowns to send it to OT. Both teams 7-6. Now the Bengals are now currently out of the playoff race. I think they're too inconsistent. You can't figure this team out. One week they'll go on and smash Baltimore in Baltimore, and the next week they'll go and lose to the Jets. I don't know what to make of this Bengals team. I think they're good. I think their O-line and defense has to get better, though, if they want to make it. As, again, kind of another late game, and one that brought me to tears. Obviously, you guys know I'm a Broncos fan. And news came out Thursday night. Demaryius Thomas passed away. He's my favorite wide receiver of all time. I mean, and the tribute they had against the Lions was great. Left the X position wide open. And Cortland Sutton then ran onto the field, had one catch. And this is what I said earlier. Derek Carr's not the worst quarterback. It's Teddy Bridgewater. You have these elite receivers in Cortland Sutton, Jerry Jeudy, Tim Patrick, and they're catching two passes a game. He has to go. Vic Fangio has to go. And it's not like the plays are designed for checkdowns. Some of the plays are designed for Cortland Sutton and Jerry Jeudy. But Bridgewater's scared to air it out, and he checks it down. But anyway, they won. It was emotional in Denver. Everyone was cheering for him. They celebrated the life of they celebrated Demaryius Thomas. Set up a vigil outside. Moment of silence, as I said, the tribute. And they got two turnovers, and they went and celebrated right on the 88 in memory of him. They won 38-10 over the Detroit Lions. Melvin Gordon and Javonte Williams were spectacular. Gordon over 100 yards and two touchdowns. Javonte Williams with two touchdowns. The Broncos are a sneaky good team. Their defense is great. If they keep with the run game, they have to keep the run game. That's the thing. If they rely on Teddy Bridgewater, they will not go anywhere. They have to rely on their run game if they want to make the playoffs. I think they could sneak their way in purely because of the schedule. They have the Bengals this week. The Raiders next week, who are in flux. The Chargers, who they've already beaten, and the Chiefs, who will more than likely be resting players, having already wrapped up the AFC West. I think they could easily make it. Just depends on what the offense does. As they're going to move on, though. The NFL is weird because the Teddy Bridgewater-led Broncos have the same record as the Super Bowl contending Buffalo Bills, as the Bills came back from 24-3, but still lost 33-27 in overtime to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Josh Allen, 308 yards, 2 touchdowns. Tom Brady threw a 58-yard game-winning touchdown pass to Breshad Perriman. Controversial calls every single week. It seems like we're talking about it on the show. Whether there's a weak pass interference call, a missed pass interference call, they missed tons on digs and called one where the receiver was in great position, or the defensive back was in great position on Mike Evans. But there's nothing you can do about it now. The Bills are now 7-6 and 2 games back in the AFC East over the Patriots. They play each other in 2 weeks, which could really settle the division. As now, the Sunday night football game, the Packers won an exciting game, closer than everyone thought. They won 45-30 against the Chicago Bears. And what was a great game, actually. The Packers trailed 27-21 at halftime. Everyone thought, you know, maybe Chicago can win this, but Aaron Rodgers went off. 4 touchdown passes. The Packers now 10-3 and do the next game. They are now the number one seed. I think they're going to get the number one seed. And if the NFC has to run through Green Bay, I think they can get over that NFC championship hunt and win a Super Bowl. I think they're that good. As now, I'm going to move into the last game. The Rams upset the Arizona Cardinals 30-23 in Arizona. Arizona's home struggles continue. They're 3-3 now at home, but they're perfect 7-0 on the road. Stafford went 287 yards, 3 touchdowns, Murray 3 interceptions, but the questionable call was the decision not to spike it with only 10 seconds left. Got sacked, and the game ended. Aaron Donald with 3 sacks. I think Arizona's going to make the playoffs. I think they're going to win the division, but they have to figure out their home stuff. They cannot be playing bad at home in December, January. You can't. You're not going to win the Super Bowl that way. But the Rams, I think they're great. I think they're back. Rams are back. Cooper Kupp, best receiver in the NFL right now. I don't care. Davante Adams is great. DeAndre Hopkins is great. But what Cooper Kupp's done this season is record-breaking. As now we're going to move into my game picks. Like I said, just me today. Sorry if you guys don't really like this one, but I wanted to get a show out before we leave for Christmas break, and so I decided to do it by myself. We're probably going to record during Christmas break. We're going to talk about that later on. But now we move into game picks, starting with Thursday night's game, the Chiefs and the Chargers. I think the Chiefs win it. I think their defense is elite. They've been getting so much better. I think their defense is going to be the point of this game. And the Chiefs' offense doesn't look that great, but the defense, like I said, carrying them. So give me the Chiefs, close 27-24. On Saturday, the Las Vegas Raiders are going to take on the COVID-riddled Browns. I still think the Browns take it. I think they're so much better than the Raiders, even without Baker Mayfield, Kevin Stefanski, all those players. I think they're going to win. I think they're better. And then the Saturday night game, which is a very, very interesting one, the Pats and the Colts, Patriots, Colts. I'm going to go with the Colts. I think they're going to upset the Patriots. I think that defense is elite. Carson Wentz playing at a great level. Jonathan Taylor is currently the best running back in football with Derrick Henry out. Do not get me wrong. Derrick Henry is the undisputed number one running back. But with him out, it's Jonathan Taylor. I think that run game is going to destroy the Patriots. And I think Mac Jones is going to have one of those days that, remember, you're a rookie. I think the Colts are going to take it. I think I'm going to go Colts by 15. I think they're that good. They're in the playoff conversation. I think they're going to beat the Patriots here. I'm picking the Cardinals over the Lions. That's a gimme. Bills over the Panthers. Cowboys, Giants, interesting. Daniel Jones still going to be out. I think they should start Jake Fromm. They started Mike Glennon, and that led them nowhere. I think you could have one of those. I'm going to say this because it's the last time I remember it. You can have one of those Drew Lock games when he had against the Chargers. First start, and he played sensational. And I think if you do that with Jake Fromm, you never know what can happen. Or he could have one of those Jared Goff games for those 80 pass yards. But I'm going to go with the Cowboys. Unfortunately, there's a sad effect here. Texans and the Jags play this week. One of the most boring games you will ever see. I'm going to go Jags in a 10-7 game. These teams are not good. Man, they're not good. But I think the Jags are slightly better due to the quarterback position. Trevor Lawrence is far superior than Davis Mills. So I think that is going to be what gets them the win. Jets and the Dolphins. Dolphins win that one easily. I think Titans beat the Steelers as well. Another interesting one, though. Washington and the Philadelphia Eagles. It's a toss-up game. I'm going to go Washington. I think they're angry they lost last week. And, yes, the Eagles get back Jalen Hurts, but I think he's been so inconsistent. And that Washington defense is playing great. They got a pick six on deck. They got two interceptions on deck. I think that offense is going to be revitalized. I think the Washington football team takes it here. I got the Niners over the Falcons in what should be a blowout. Another interesting game could have playoff implications. Bengals-Broncos. I want to choose the Broncos. I love them. No, cheering for him. Play the rest of the season for DT. But I think Cincinnati's going to be much better than them. I think what's going to come down to is Cincinnati's offense against Denver's defense. And I think Cincinnati's wide receiver core, Jamar Chase against Pat Surtain, is going to be a great matchup. But T. Higgins on Ronald Darby is a bit of a mismatch. And then you obviously have Uzama again, hardly going to be matched up against Justin Simmons, which I think Simmons is better. I think this is going to be a great game. Very high scoring, very close. But I think Denver's offense is not going to be able to move the ball in the fourth quarter. That's what I think it comes down to. And I'm going to go with the Bengals. Close game to move to 8-6. And then I think they're going to take the divisional lead because the Packers are going to beat the Ravens. Here's why. We don't know if Lamar Jackson is going to play. Even if he does, that defense of Green Bay has been playing lights out football recently. And that offense of Green Bay without Randall Cobb, without Robert Tunyon, without their left tackle, Bakhtiari, has been playing great. I think the Green Bay Packers are the best team in football. I think Baltimore Ravens are inconsistent as ever. I think the Packers, this is my lock of the week, by the way. My lock of the week is the Packers beating the Ravens. I just don't think the Ravens have much to do, much to win. And I got the Rams over the Seahawks, but I think it's going to be very close. So Russell Wilson playing great last couple weeks, but I got the Rams in that stingy defense. They finally got Von Miller involved, which is what they wanted, and he's been playing lights out too. Then the Sunday Night Football game, I have the Bucks destroying the Saints. Don't get me wrong, I think New Orleans is a good team. Great head coach, but Taysom Hill's not the guy. I'm sorry to break it to you, but Taysom Hill's not the guy. I think Tom Brady is so much better. That defense is iffy for the Bucks, but I think their offense, one of the best in the NFL. I think they're going to run away with this one. I got the Vikings beating the Bears on Monday Night Football. I think it's in Chicago, if I'm not mistaken. But I don't care. The Bears are bad. They're awful. Yes, they put up a great game against the Packers, but it's going to be a one-off. I really don't like that team. I like Justin Fields. I like the defense, but I don't think their offense is good enough. So I'm going to go with the Vikings, in that matchup. And that will conclude this solo episode of The Undefeated. Next time we're on here, it'll be with Dylan, Brandon, and Caleb. As I will see you guys again, and we're going to discuss recording next week. So if not for next week, I wish you guys a Merry Christmas and a very Happy New Year's. Stay safe out there, and I'll see you next time.